Hey guys, welcome to today's show. Now, please close your eyes for me for a minute. Come on, I won't bite. There we go. Thanks. How's your day so far? You've been happy? Well then, I'm glad for you. Thanks for spreading happiness and sharing your joy with me. How very nice of you to do that. However, I'm also sensing that many of you listening right now are feeling a bit down, upset, or carrying a heavy heart. But you know what? I'm not going to cheer you up. Instead, I'm going to tell you that it's okay to feel this way. If you feel like being silent, then don't say a word. If you feel like you need to cry a bit, then do so. You don't need a reason to smile or laugh when you're happy, do you? Okay, you can now open your eyes. We experience many different feelings every day, feelings that come with emotions, which are the secret factors that make us, humans, so unique in the animal kingdom. Melancholy isn't exactly a word on everybody's lips. We don't refer to it so often, but we should definitely pay more attention to it, even seek it out from time to time. However, modern society tends to emphasize buoyancy and cheerfulness. But we have to admit that most parts of our real world are filled with grief and loss. The wisdom of the melancholy attitude lies in the understanding that the sorrow isn't just about you, that you're not alone, that your suffering actually belongs to humanity in general. Melancholy is not something we should avoid facing. Treat it as a friend who visits your mind when you need it, even if you didn't ask for it. Believe in time, as it eventually heals all wounds. And now, time to move on to our sentence of the day. Melancholy is a species of sadness that arises when we're open to the fact that life is inherently difficult. 好，再一次。 Melancholy is a species of sadness that arises when we're open to the fact that life is inherently difficult. 忧伤是一种悲伤的形式，它涌现于当我们坦然接受人生很辛苦是固然的这个事实。OK，好，跟上礼拜一样，我们可以把这句话拆成四等份来去方便我们做发音还有阅读的练习哦。OK，here we go. Melancholy is a species of sadness that arises when we're open to the fact that life is inherently difficult. 好，再一次。 Melancholy is a species of sadness that arises when we're open to the fact that life is inherently difficult. All right, now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, melancholy. Melancholy, okay, it's a noun, 它是一个名词, 它的意思就是忧郁或者忧伤的意思, okay, so it means sadness that lasts for a long period of time, often without any obvious reasons. 好，常常这样的忧伤跟忧郁没有太主要，没有太明显的一个原因哦, okay, for example, you can say, rainy days give me a feeling of melancholy. Rainy days give me a feeling of melancholy. 雨天给我一种忧郁的感觉. Alright, number two, species. Species. Okay, species 它是名词，它有两个意思。 一个是动物的物种，或者是我们今天所讨论到的形式。 Okay, a set of animals or plants in which the members have similar characteristics to each other and can breed with each other. Okay, 这里的 breed 就是交配的意思。 好，所以同种物种可以交配。Okay, 所以 species 是物种的意思。For example, you can say there are many species of chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum. Okay, there are many species of chrysanthemum. Okay, chrysanthemum 就是菊花的意思，所以菊花的品种很多。For example, you can also say the giant panda has become an endangered species. Okay, the giant panda has become an endangered species. 大熊猫已经成为了一种濒临灭绝的动物, okay? Number three, sadness, sadness. 好, sadness 大家都知道是悲伤的名词或者是悲哀。The feeling of being sad or unhappy. OK， 所以其实 sadness 也是 melancholy 第一个单字的另外一个意思哦，但是 melancholy 比较再更忧郁一点，就是更深层一点。那 sadness 可能只是一般的那种悲伤的感觉。OK， for example， you can say her eyes were full of sadness， 她的眼神中充满了悲哀。OK， moving on to number four， inherently， inherently， 好， inherently 它是一个副词 ，ly 结尾的副词，那它是天性的、固然固有的，或者是本来就怎么样。Okay, so it's a natural or basic part of something. Okay, so inherently you can say naturally. For example, you can say music is inherently an important part of every culture. Music is inherently or naturally an important part of every culture. 音乐本来就是文化重要的一部分。Okay, 音乐本来就是所有文化中重要的一部分。Alright, and that's our pronunciation challenge for the day.